SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, faces a new indictment, this time on tax charges.
Hunter Biden already faces firearms charges in Delaware. Documents filed in California Thursday show the president's son has now been charged with 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors for filing a false return and tax evasion, centered on at least $1.4 million he owed between 2016 and 2019. Special Counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The charging documents detail spending on drugs, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. The charges come after the implosion of a plea deal. Biden's defense attorney Abby Lowell argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, no surprise here, Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March that he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The nation's employers adding a solid 199,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate also fell. Fresh signs the economy could achieve an elusive soft landing in which inflation would return to the Federal Reserve's 2% target without causing a steep recession. The unemployment rate dropping from 3.9% to 3.7%. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 44 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 18 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders sounding an alarm about America's rapidly declining birth rate. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Where you have a society that has fewer and fewer children, you have a society that marginalizes children. And thus, you have in some areas, not only elsewhere in the world, but some places in the United States, you have fewer children, you have an increased number of older people, and the social services tilt away from children and towards older people.
And then there's America's male population.
There are vast social costs to a society where boys do not grow up to be productive men. There are vast social costs to societies where men are not raised with the expectation that they will have to achieve social stability and personal stability as husbands and as fathers.
The current U.S. birth rate is 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. You can hear more at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is putting pharmaceutical companies on notice.
Washington is warning them that if the price of certain drugs is too high, the government might cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. Under a plan announced Thursday, the government would consider overriding the patent for high-priced drugs that have been developed with the help of taxpayer money and letting competitors make them in hope of driving down the cost. The administration did not immediately release details about how the process will work and how it will deem a drug costly enough to act. If the plan is enacted, drug makers are almost certain to sue. Keith Peters reporting.
California is facing a huge $68 billion budget deficit. The Legislative Analyst Office says revenues for the 2022-23 budget year ended up some $26 billion below previous estimates. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.